The WHO says border closure in West Africa is not the ultimate means to control the deadly Ebola virus. It says what is paramount is financial commitment, an effective surveillance system coupled with strong political will by heads of member states. This is because $10 million is urgently needed as startup money to tackle the disease in the sub-region. Also, a common inter-regional strategy for accelerated response to the virus is fundamental. These sentiments were raised in Accra during a media briefing on the disease. Irabna Paha and Esther Dumako have filed this report.
Flanked by Ghana's outgoing health minister, director general of the Ghana Health Service, representative of 11 West African countries among other stakeholders, the WHO director in Ghana, Dr. Louise Gomez Sambu, read the communique after the two-day meeting and said intertrade within the sub-region makes tracking of the disease difficult. However, the organization is to set up surveillance camps along the borders to monitor and track the disease.
Borders are a sovereign issue and they belong to countries in terms of whether to keep them open or to close them. But it's also clear that from good public health practice and what we've learned from outbreaks over the past many years, that it's very hard simply to stop disease spread at borders. In fact, we have really moved away from this. When you close borders, you increase anxiety, you increase adverse effects, you make people very worried, and you can harm economies, you can harm communities without stopping the disease. And this is why with the current Ebola outbreak, what we are really trying to do is find the infections in communities to make sure that people who are sick get taken care of and people who may be infected are in fact able to be watched so that they are taken care of if they develop illness. And this is really the most effective way to deal with Ebola and to break the transmission that way.
Ghana's outgoing health minister Shariaita said governments will financially resource the Noguchi Memorial Institute to carry out research into the Ebola virus.
The National Task Force will be multi-sectoral. We will have Ministry of Interior, Ministry of Transport, and Ministry of Social Protection, Ministry of Food and Agriculture, because they have wildlife. So we will have a multi-sectoral task force so that we can effectively implement the strategic plan.
Following the emergence of Ebola virus in West Africa and the threat it poses to regional and global public health, WHO convened a two-day emergency meeting of ministers of health and partners to deliberate on ways to combat the disease in the sub-region.